going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Hopefully you enjoyed that last interview with Greg Garza. I mean, I could pick his brain for hours on end talking about how pressure, how anxiety, how good times, bad times, how it affects teams and players and how it affects results and how it affects a lot of things we see in the game that we don't think about when we're talking about how a team is playing, how a player is playing, what they're going through, all of those aspects. What Greg and Michael Parkhurst do with Beyond Goals Mentoring is such an impactful thing on soccer, not just in the Atlanta and the Georgia area, but all over the country. They have mentees everywhere, and they're doing more and more every single year. It's amazing work. Big thanks to Greg Garza for taking some time for us tonight. It's time for the 3-4-3, though, right now, which is brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me smile about the game that I love. Let's talk about the local side. I love Georgia high school soccer. We've got a ton to talk about. The playoffs started tonight. It was 4A, 5A, 6A girls, also 1A Division II girls. One boys match today. Marietta defeated Lowndes 7-1. I'm going to run through scores from the games that happened tonight. Told you earlier, we were at Lassiter, 5-0 win over Johns Creek. Really strong performance from the Trojans in that one. Our player of the game was Jillian Cluth. She had 3 assists and a goal. Really strong performance from them. It took a while to get going. Johns Creek battled for a decent while, but first goal in the 29th minute, then the 35th. Then another one before halftime, and it just continued to roll from there. Lassiter, they are moving on in the state tournament. North Paulding, 10-0 winners over Lowndes. Walton, 11-0 winners over Colquitt. Cherokee, 2-1 winners over Camden County. Mill Creek, 6-1 over Carrollton. Richmond Hill, 8-0 over Wheeler. South Gwinnett, 3-0 over Paulding County. Mountain View, 5-0 winners over Chapel Hill. Brookwood, 5-2 over Forsyth Central. Brookwood stays unbeaten on the year. North Gwinnett, 4-0 winners over Denmark. West Forsyth trying to defend their state championship, 7-2 over Parkview. Hillgrove, 9-0 over Archer. That's all 6A. 5A, Roswell, 3-1 over Riverwood. McIntosh, 2-0 over Dunwoody. Pope, 3-0 over Lanier. Greenbrier, 6-1 over Rome. Jackson County, 3-1 over Thomas County Central. Habersham Central, 10-0 over Lee County. Kennesaw Mountain went on the road to Glen Academy in Savannah, fell behind 1-0, ended up winning 2-1. Houston County, 2-0 over Clark Central. Alexander, 2-0 over Lakeside Evans. And I already mentioned the Lassiter-Johns Creek score. 4A, Marist, 9-0 winners over Wayne County. East side of Covington, they fell behind 1-0 on the road at Ola in Henry County, and they came back and won 7-1. Joanna Funes with 5 goals in that one. Northview 6-1 over Warner Robins. They were also behind 1-0 and came back to win 6-1. North Oconee 7-0 over Union Grove. Harris County 2-0 over Maynard Jackson. Pace Academy 4-0 over Northside of Columbus. Allatoona 7-1 over Centennial. Cambridge 8-0 over Southeast Whitfield. Division 2 in single A, Dooley County 1-0. They stay unbeaten over Southwest Georgia STEM. GMC Prep 10-0 over Macon County. Those are all your girls' scores. That one boys' score, Marietta 7-1 over Lowndes in 6A. You've got the boys 4A, 5A, 6A, and single A D2 starting tomorrow. Smaller classifications along with the private schools. That is Thursday and Friday of this week. And one thing to keep in mind about the Georgia High School tournament this year, the structure for the single A D1 through the 3As, they're not using the same format as the bigger schools in terms of region winner versus the fourth place team in another region and so on and so forth. They're actually breaking the teams out into seeds. It's not an exact science. There is some argument about it, what's the best way to do it. It's a starting point. You would avoid games like tonight with Lassiter and Johns Creek, two teams that were ranked in the coaches' poll in the top seven in 5A. They wouldn't be meeting in the first round. Johns Creek would have had an opportunity to play a team that they probably would have gotten past and then moved on in the tournament later. So we'll see if it goes down and how it works. But all that starting this week all over the state of Georgia. On the local side, number two, Atlanta United 2. They play at home tomorrow night in Kennesaw hosting Carolina Core. The U18s had great success at the Generation Adidas Cup. Those players are back. The twos are bouncing back from a bad loss in Philadelphia. Sounds familiar. Number three, Clayton State. They have a new women's head soccer coach, Ricky Clark. He was the interim manager at the Houston Dash in the NWSL last season. Tons of high-level experience for Ricky. We've got an interview coming up tomorrow on the SDH Network. Four headlines from around the world quickly. Number one, the TST, the soccer tournament, the groups were drawn today. That's going to be played in early June in Cary, North Carolina. If you've watched the basketball tournament, same group that does it, the soccer tournament is all 7v7. The winning teams will win $1 million, winner takes all, in a 48-team men's tournament and a 16-team women's tournament. Hope Solo is going to field a team and play in this one. You've got teams that are representing, you know, groups of friends, but then you also have teams that are representing professional clubs like AFC Bournemouth, like Atletico Madrid, like Club America from Mexico, Plymouth Argyle from the English Championship, West Ham United. A number of teams are involved in it. It's a very cool tournament. I really enjoy watching it each and every year. That gets started in early June. You can watch on YouTube. You can also watch on ESPN. Number two, Barcelona, Dani Olmo. He scored the winning goal, 1-0 win for Barca over Mallorca today. They increased their lead in La Liga to 7 points over Real Madrid. Real Madrid plays tomorrow against Getafe, and then those two teams, Real Madrid and Barcelona, play for the Copa del Rey final this weekend in what might be Carlo Ancelotti's last game with Real Madrid. Number three on the headlines, U.S. men's national team head coach Mauricio Pochettino. He stressed the importance of picking players with a strong mentality for the Gold Cup roster this summer. Quote, the right mindset must be there because we need to compete for our flag, our country. Unquote. Need to see better performance, need to see better mentality than we saw in the Nations League, where they struggled and did not win in the semifinals or in the third place match. They will play Trinidad and Tobago, Saudi Arabia, and Haiti in the group stage of the tournament, trying to get into the knockout round. And again, hopefully a better performance can get some positive momentum going. Number four, let's stay with another U.S. national team. Let's go to the women's futsal national team. Head coach Diego Barato has selected his 14-player roster for the first ever 2025 CONCACAF W Futsal Championship. It's going to be held April 28th through May 4th. In Guatemala City in Guatemala. The two finalists in the tournament, they will qualify for the first ever FIFA Women's Futsal World Cup. That's going to be in November and December in the Philippines. There is a local angle to this. Carly Banks, who graduated from Stars Mill, Peachtree City native. She is a key player in the team. She captained the team in pre-tournament friendlies. Carly is an incredibly talented player, and futsal is such a good spot for her. She is killing it right now. She's actually playing in the TST as well this summer, but the broadcast details are going to be announced soon. If you haven't seen High Level Futsal, highly, highly recommended. Make sure you're following me on social media at Longshoe. I'll share that when it goes out. We'll all be rooting Carly Banks on and the U.S. Women's Futsal National Team.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Number one, Matt Fondy, a former professional, he has partnered with a friend of his, Cody Pillen. They have founded a group in Oakland, California called Oakland Genesis. It's a club that uses soccer as a tool to empower, educate, and inspire young players. And it's not just on the field, but also academically. So everything in the club is free. They go out and they raise the money to pay for it. Each participant has access to three adults, a soccer coach, an academic coach, and a mentor. Seven boys and three girls teams, 225 players that they're working with at that level. 400 kids take part in after-school programming. Another recreational school program for elementary, middle, and high school involves 800 more. 100% of their kids graduate from high school, and 100% are prepared to go to college. Not all of them go on to college, but having that option is very, very important. Amazing work from Matt Fondy and Cody Pillen in Oakland, California. Number two, a club in the third division in Spain, Unión Deportiva Ibiza. It'd be nice to play in Ibiza, wouldn't it? They're in the third division. They won a match on Saturday. It happened to be their manager, Paco Jiménez's birthday. And he had to do media after the game. He did his interviews. He comes into the locker room. The club shared the video. And he comes around the corner, and the players have a cake and candles for him. And it was such a cool moment. Like, he lost it. He breaks down. This is a team that's trying to earn promotion to the second tier in La Liga. Really, really cool moment for a great player in the game who's also becoming a great manager at Unión Deportiva Ibiza. Go find that on Twitter, on Blue Sky, wherever you find your videos these days. Number three, last one on the things that make me smile, Georgia Impact. They are launching a pro team in the new WPSL Pro Second Division Professional League. It's going to start next fall after the Men's World Cup. They're based in Canton. They play at Cherokee High School right now. They will be playing this summer in the WPSL Amateur League. They'll be playing teams from the Atlanta area and from Chattanooga. Really good level of soccer. Georgia Impact is a group that does a lot of after-school programming and a lot of great things in the community as well. Having a second division professional league and having a team here locally, that gives more girls the opportunity to see that dream of being professional soccer players. And they can start that dream with the Georgia Impact. And some of them will move from the amateur team this summer on to that professional team next year. Cannot wait to see it. We will be out there calling those games this summer. Really look forward to it. Hopefully we see some of you in the stands. Hopefully we see some of you back at Mercedes-Benz Stadium when Atlanta United is back, but that's not this weekend. That's the following weekend. This weekend, it's a trip to Orlando. Pre-game coverage will start at 6 o'clock on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app with Abe Gordon with Madison Cruz. Kickoff will be at about 7:15 on the station with Mike Conti and myself at Inter&Co Stadium in Central Florida. Hopefully you can join us there, and I'll be back next week for another edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Adios, everybody.